Will an especially cold winter mean fewer insects in the spring? We will investigate on a Fact or Fiction edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, January 13th. It is the 13th day of the year. Is there a correlation between a harsh winter and fewer insects? Unfortunately, that's only an urban legend. Insects and their eggs or larvae are just fine in their homes underground, in trees, or under leaf litter. It's what happens in March or April that counts. An early warm-up provides the opportunity for breeding multiple generations, which can mean an increase of hundreds of thousands. If cold temperatures linger into early spring, they'll skip a population cycle or two. The most important weather factor for insect survival, in fact, is not temperature, but moisture. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online anytime at almanac.com.